We are in Book of Revelation, and today we are going to study Book of Revelation chapter 18. We are going to start from verse 1.
And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory.
Okay, now here we see, he says, after these things I saw another angel. Now we were studying the book of Revelation chapter 17. Now when he say another angel and after this, that means 17th chapter we studied about the mystery Babylon. So this is not connected. If it was connected, John would not be saying after these things. So this is not together. Many people are thinking chapter 17 and chapter 18, same chapter and same mystery Babylon. And some people are saying 17th chapter of Revelation is the mystery Babylon, but the 18th chapter is the commercial Babylon. And the commercial Babylon, they are saying about the city of New York City. Now just think that we are not the only people in the world studying the book of Revelation. Other people are not going to say the commercial Babylon is New York. Japanese people might be thinking they're Tokyo. Or Indian people might think this Bombay city. Or some other country will talk about their big cities. So I just wanted to point out, this is not the commercial Babylon. This is the literal Babylon. And now, another angel came down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. So this is not an ordinary angel. Now we saw so many angels in the Word of God. Different angels has different power, different glory. So here the angel says when he came, even the earth was filled with his glory. But we saw one angel in a book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 8. That angel also was saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. Please go and read. Revelation chapter 14 verse 8.
And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Now see, 14th chapter, the angel was giving hint, or he saw it. He says that the Babylon is falling. But then what happened? 15th chapter, we just read or studied that all the seven bowls were going to start. And the 16th chapter, we already saw the last seventh bowls were poured, and then it destroyed so many things. If you didn't remember, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 16. And start reading from verse 17 to 21. So that one last bowl was poured, and all of these things, disaster happened, including this literal Babylon.
And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth.
See, the great earthquake, and he said that kind of earthquake never happened before. Okay.
So mighty an earthquake and so great, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath.
Okay, this was we studied about the mystery Babylon. Okay, keep on reading.
And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great.
Now see here, when you read verse 20 and 21, great earthquake, many cities were fallen, all the mountains were gone, islands were gone, and hail fell on people almost size of 100 talent, means 120 pound or 100 pounds, the ice cube. So at that particular time, this was not happening only European countries or happening on the spiritual or mystery Babylon in Rome, but it was happening around the world. And that's the time, because the last bowl was poured and that disaster came to everywhere in the world. And that's the time this literal Babylon also had problem, because we just saw all the islands, all the cities and everything. So all the cities, so Babylon is a one city, and that city also had the problem. So let's go back to the Revelation chapter 18, verse 2.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Now see, when he says, when the Babylon is fallen, and he's saying, what would happen to this Babylon, literal Babylon city? He says, this will be completely destroyed. The people will not be living there anymore. And there'll be different kinds of evil birds, and unclean, hated birds will be living in that area. Means no person will be able to live in that area. So he's talking about the future Babylon. Now this literal Babylon is in Iraq. Right now the war is happening and people are thinking there is no city. What city is going to be destroyed? This Babylon, and there are so many things are happening and a business is usually happening. So I would like to give a couple of verses from the book of Jeremiah and Isaiah. Let's go to the book of Isaiah first. Chapter 13, and start reading from verse 17 to 22. Isaiah 13, verses 17 to 22.
Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb, their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
See what he's saying? This is the saying, Babylon, the glory of the kingdom, the beauty, all these things will be destroyed like a Sodom and Gomorrah. And their own people, when the war will be happening in the last time, their own people will be killing each other. And this is going to happen. Okay, read up to 22 and then we'll go into Jeremiah.
It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there.
See, exactly what the book of Revelation is saying, Revelation chapter 18, verse 2, exactly is saying no people will be able to live there, not even temporary tent, nobody can make it. That's the kind of disaster is going to happen to that Babylon. Verse 21.
But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there.
So see, all these birds and evil birds will be there, and they are dancing and they're having fun, and that's the kind of situation is going to happen to that city. Verse 22.
And the wild beasts of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged.
See, so this is going to happen, and it's not going to be delayed anymore, or they're not going to be living too long. That city's destruction is coming. Go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 51, verses 8 and 9.
Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone into his own country, for her judgment reacheth unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies.
See, first of all, he says Babylon is falling, Babylon is going to be destroyed, and they may have a lot of pain. They can buy some medicine to get the remedy of their headache, but again says that headache will not be healed because the destruction and judgment is coming, and it's very heavy judgment is coming on Babylon. Now, we don't have much time, but if you have time, you have to read Jeremiah chapter 50 and Jeremiah chapter 51 and Isaiah chapter 13 and Isaiah chapter 14. But let's read. We are in this chapter. So let's read. Go to 42 verses, Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 42 to 44.
The sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of man pass thereby.
See, no man can live, and even the people will not go there to just sightseeing. It's a very bad situation. Okay.
And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall.
See, in an ancient time, the Babylon city had the big walls, and I heard they are like a four or six chariot go on the wall. That's the kind of big wall they had. So the people thought Babylon cannot be destroyed. But they can make any strong Babylon. The word of God says it will be destroyed. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 18. We can read 3 and 4.
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Now, when you say merchants, if you go to the Muslim countries, they have very delicious foods, they have very expensive hotels, and people, all the merchants and the shipments and the people who come to do the oil business, and they stay there, and they have all kinds of these fancy things, and all kinds of demonic things are happening. And he says, this is the city doing all kinds of evil things and feeding all these merchants and people coming to her. Verse 4.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
Now here is saying, I heard another voice from heaven. Now this is not an angel, maybe this is God. When you say, my people, come out from this city, it has to be God saying, my people. Now if you see, right now in Iraq, people are destroying churches, burning down the churches. In Iraq, so many places. Before that, they said, okay, if the Saddam Hussein will be gone, we will be have unity and things like that. But the time of Saddam Hussein, Christian people were doing okay, because one of his right-hand men was Christian. And so he was dealing with Christian very well. And now this Saddam Hussein is gone. Now these people, even the America is going and helping and building their mosque and building their buildings. The Christian churches are burned and destroyed, and nobody's saying anything. And so that's why when the real time comes, God is already telling Israeli people, come out from every nation. And the word of God says it's going to be fulfilled, and people are coming to Israel from different lands. And there are still Israeli people dwelling in that land. And here the warning is coming. He says, come out my people from that land, because that land is going to be destroyed. And that's why God's word is saying, come out of it. Read a couple of verses, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 22 and 23.
For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bittern, and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts.
See, he says that Babylon is a great city, great country, will be destroyed. You will not see the trace of it, but you will see pool of water. That means we'll be reading a little bit further how the Babylon is going to sink in the sea. And so that's why God is saying to his people, get out of this place. I'm going to destroy this place. always God wants to protect his people. God does not want to destroy godly people with ungodly people. That's why the warning is here, by telling these Jewish people, please get out of these people because we are going to have a war. And even though Iran, there are Jewish people. Iraq, there are Jewish people. And many Muslim countries, there are Jewish people. So the word of God says, come out of this. Okay, go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 51, verse 45.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord.
See, here he's saying, now we read in Revelation, come out, my people. Here he's saying, get out, my people. Means, I'm going to destroy this country, so you get out of this Babylon. And in Revelation say, come out of the Babylon. So it's for sure God is going to destroy this country. Go back to the Revelation chapter 18, starting from verse 5 and 6.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double.
See, this Babylon means Muslim people destroyed so many Israeli people, so many Christian people, but from the beginning it's happening today, and it happened from the long time. So the word of God says their iniquity is remembered in the sight of God. Now their cup is full. Their punishment is sure. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, he says their cup is full. Their Sodom and Gomorrah came to remembrance, he's going to destroy. The same way, now the Babylon is coming into remembrance that God wants to destroy, and God is going to give her reward. What the word of God says, the wages of sin is death. So the wages of their sin is destruction is coming. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So here the word of God is saying, God has already decided to destroy this Babylon, and so he is warning his people to come out, and he says, I'm going to give them reward because they dealt with you people. I'm going to give them double punishment. Okay, let's read book of Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 26 to 29.
Come against her from the utmost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks, let them go down to the slaughter, woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon. All ye that bend the bow, camp against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel.
See, he says the Babylon is going to be destroyed because they destroyed so many his people. Not only that, he said, I want to take the revenge about the temple. Now, so many people going very easy on Muslim people because they think, oh, Dome of the Rock has nothing to do with the Solomon's temple, because we can make one Jewish temple there, one Christian church there, and let it be Dome of the Rock there, and let's live in peaceably. But the word of God says, I'm going to take revenge about my temple, because they destroy temples, they destroy Israeli people, and they're destroying Christian people. So their destruction is coming. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 18 and start reading from verse 7, 8, and 9.
How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her.
See, her destruction coming within a day, and he says, they will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord, who God judges her. That means it's not going to go deep down in the water alone, but it's going to be burned with the fire, and God has already decided. Okay, go to verse 9 and then.
And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning.
Now see, when we saw the mystery Babylon, when the Antichrist gave the authority to other kings and they destroyed the city and nobody was crying and nobody was weeping. But here, all the people who were doing business with Babylon, and when they saw the destruction and the fire, they were weeping and crying over this city. So we see two different cities, not the same city. Okay, let's go back to the Jeremiah chapter 51 and read from verse 24 to 26.
And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth, and I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain.
See, burn mountains. So we saw in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, all the mountains going to be disappear, all the cities are going to disappear, islands are going to disappear. So he's saying, even the Babylon, there are several mountains. He said he is going to burn those mountains. Okay, verse 26 and then.
And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord.
Now, here he's saying, when this city is burned, the city will be sink in the water. So there will be nobody can build this city, means there will be no cornerstone, and without a cornerstone you cannot build the city. So he said that city cannot be rebuilt again. Okay, let's read the same chapter, Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 53 to 58.
Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and should she fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord.
That means you reach up to heaven, means your pride will come. You think nobody can destroy me now. These Americans are gone. The British are gone. All the countries came to destroy us. They could not do anything. Now nobody can do anything to us. We are like jumping for sky high, but their destruction is coming. Okay.
A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because the Lord hath spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Because the spoilers come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken. For the Lord God of recompenses shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men. And they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts.
See, here is saying some people go there, have hotels, have a party, delicious food, and get drunk, and maybe sleep, and never wake up. The destruction is sure. Okay, verse 58.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. And the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary.
So here we see high gates, the mountains, the city, the foundation, the walls, and everything is going to be destroyed, and nobody can build this city back again. Let's go back to the Revelation chapter 18, starting from verse 10. Now this is very simple, but let's see, we're going from 10 to 19, but let's go one verse by one. Revelation chapter 18, verse 10.
Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come.
Now here, when you say alas, alas, the translation is given, hi, hi, or whoa, whoa, or whatever destruction coming. But we saw in Mystery Babylon, was burned, destroyed. Nobody says alas, nobody says hi. Any translation, people can do any translation, Greek, Hebrew, anything. But when I read like this, alas, when say Allah, the name, God's name comes Allah, even though they say hi or woe or anything. But why in this same Babylon chapter only? Nowhere destruction came. Nobody says alas. But here he's saying, maybe at that time, the name Allah was not there when the book was written. Because after 500 years of Christianity was already flourishing, Muhammad started his religion, and they had before one God, Jehovah God. Ismaili people worship Jehovah God. All these Esau's people worship Jehovah God. Means all Muslim people were worshiping Jehovah God. Somehow this Muhammad comes and he says, Jehovah God is Israeli God. We want our own God, and our God's name is Allah. So anything happened, destruction, what they say? Oh, Allah Akbar, Allah, Allah, Allah. They shout. Even the these translations saying hi or showing some kind of sympathy. But I believe the writer didn't know how to say Allah means their God they're calling. But I believe in my heart, it's nowhere I see this word, only in this chapter. So they might be calling on their God, but no God will come to rescue, and nobody can rescue. They can stand there and cry whatever they want to cry, but that judgment of this city has come. Verse 11.
And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore.
See, now merchants, who are the merchants? There are merchants of different kinds, we will be learning. The not only people come to buy oil, but different kinds of goods and different kinds of things you see in these Babylon or Muslim countries. You'll be surprised.
The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thyine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble.
Now, when you see this, if somebody is comparing this city, what the merchandise they have, we cannot compare this city with Mystery Babylon, or we cannot compare this city with New York City, because certain items we see, New York might be selling silver and gold and precious stones, but the pearls might be fine linen, might be purple and silk and scarlet, and this very expensive wood, I don't think New York City is selling that wood, and different kinds of vessels and ivory vessels. They might be bringing from Muslim countries and selling, but they are not producing in New York City. And so different kinds of precious wood and brass and iron and marbles, they are very famous in Muslim countries. Okay, read verse 13.
And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men.
Now these all things comes from Arabia and Muslim countries. So we cannot compare that America is producing these things. We might get it in America, we might get it in Philadelphia, but we are not producing these things. This comes from the Muslim countries. And so these all things are, when you say oil and fine flowers and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses. Do you know the Arabian horses are famous for the whole wide world? When you say horse, the Arabian horses are number one horses in the world. And so all these things, when you say, and the other thing, chariots, and slaves. In America, in New York City, we don't have slaves, do we? No. But in Muslim country, they have slaves today. in 21st century. And souls of men, there are some people are selling some prostitute or some other people are selling people to each other. And that kind of business, maybe some people are doing in foreign countries, but they are famous in Arabian country or Babylon. So from this 100%, we are talking about literal Babylon. Verse 14.
And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all.
See, all these kinds of fruits and things like that. I was seeing one time the some kind of program. Japanese people were helping these Muslim people where there is just the sand and nothing can come, but they did something. Try to tell them to how to produce some tomatoes and grapes, and now you see thousands of tomatoes business people doing from these Muslim countries, and grapes and fruits. So these things are happening today, and so this is not New York City. New York City is not producing anything. We are getting everything from outside. So all of these things, the Word of God says, this is going to be destroyed. Verse 15.
The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing.
Verse 16.
And saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
So these all the merchants standing there and looking at this city burning and destruction, and they are saying, Alas, alas, and this is great city is fallen, and destruction happened within a short period of time.
For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off.
See, ships, all these people are bringing the oil. They are using big ships, going there and bringing oil. Hundreds and thousands of ships already line up there. So they are doing business, and they are doing all kinds of business with this, all these merchants. And when these things happen, they might be still in the, some of people on the sea, and some people we already saw they having their hotel and motels and having dance party and liquor party, they will be destroyed. But some of the merchants might be still coming and then seeing the city is burning, and they are standing there, and some of the people saying, Alas, alas, and they are sorry about this city. How beautiful country or city made so many people rich, but today is fallen, and is destroyed.
And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate.
See, all these merchants, and they are everywhere. I was just surprised why this chapter alone, we saw so many terrible things happen in chapter 6, chapter 16, 17, no Allah's word came. When the Babylon is destroyed, people saying, Alas, alas, and the time will come, they will be calling on their God's name, they will be cursing, they will be doing all kinds of things, and people and merchants standing there, speechless, could not help this city, but start crying about this city. But the God is saying to his people, you don't cry, you rejoice. Let's read the verse 20.
Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her.
See, God is saying to his people, holy apostles and the prophets, he's saying, I promise you that one day I will take the revenge. Revenge is mine. The revenge is happened. Just rejoice. Here, God is giving permission. When this city with Babylon, these people destroy Christian, destroy Jewish people, and their destruction has come. And when you see that, we won't be there. But if it happens before us, God says, don't be sorry, just rejoice. because God is taking revenge. Why is taking? Because he promised. Go to the book of Revelation chapter 6. Start reading from verse 9 to 11.
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled.
See, God gave the promise to these prophets and martyrs. They were crying, when you going to take revenge? He said, wait until the number is fulfilled. The number was fulfilled when all the tribulation saints went to heaven. Now, no more a Jewish person was remaining to kill, and no more Christian person was remaining to kill. And he already told these people, come out of this, because God did not want any Christian person or any Jewish person to be destroyed with the Babylon. And now he says, this is fulfilled. Now, the people who were under the altar, they might be standing there and rejoicing and getting happy. Let's read the Isaiah chapter 44, verse 23.
Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel.
Rejoice what God has done. It might be not fitting in there, but God says sometime rejoice. Why? When the enemy is defeated, and when God has done something great for us, we should be rejoicing. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 18 and start reading from verse 21.
And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all.
Can you imagine? Not only burning, but he says the great millstone will be thrown on the top of that city, and that city will be coming down, means sinking down in the deep sea, so you won't be able to see it. And one person was saying, oh, that's the promise God said, that he will sending a stone from heaven, and that stone become the mountains and will be kingdom of God. That is in Daniel chapter 2. That has nothing to do with this, because this is a millstone. Other stone is coming, nobody touching the hand for that stone, and that stone represents Christ, and Christ's kingdom will be around the whole world. But this is not connected to that. This is just to destroying Babylon. Okay, let's go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 62 to 64. Jeremiah 51, 62 to 64.
Then shalt thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of Euphrates.
See? The stone will be cast to that place, that's Euphrates, is near this Babylon. Okay.
And thou shalt say, Thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah.
See, here is saying, that city will be sink, and nobody will be able to build that city anymore, and that's the word of the Lord. Okay, let's go back to Book of Revelation and chapter 18 and read 22 to 24.
And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee.
Okay, now here are a couple of things you see. Craftsmen. You never saw the Muslim craftsmen, how they do pottery, how they do mosaic tiles, and they are very, very fine designers, people you see in there. And another thing, say, sound of a millstone. Millstone means grinding millstone he's talking about. We are in 21st century. Not a single American in New York City might be having grinding mill and doing the flour. Do you think anybody will be doing out of their mind? No. But today, you go to their countries, even India, they have millstone still. And they are grinding the wheat and making flour today. From that we know, we are not talking this Babylon is American, what you call New York City. This is the real Babylon, which is in Muslim country, which is near Iraq. Okay, verse 23, Revelation 18:23.
And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived.
Now see, candles and bridegrooms. I told you earlier, many people, rich people, they want to go to Muslim country for wedding because they have luxurious hotels and they entertain them very well and delicious food and things like that. So they might be still decorating things and having the bride and bridegroom singing and dancing and all of these things. But he says, nobody will go there, no merchant will be fine, no bridegroom or no bride will be singing, completely destruction. Verse 24.
And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth.
And what was found in that city, he says, in that city was found the blood of prophets and the saints, and that's why God destroying city, and he will be destroying the city. That's why he promised to the martyrs in Revelation chapter 6 verses 9 to 11, we just read it, and that fulfillment is coming on the literal Babylon in near future. Okay, so we are going to stop here. God willing, we will be studying the book of Revelation 19th next week. So if you have any questions, we will take your questions. But let me pray. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to understand the Word of God. Be with us, sanctify us, and use us mightily for the glory of God. There are people dying without God and without Christ, and they do not know the truth. It is our duty to tell the people, Christians, Jewish, or any other people who do not know the Bible, no one should be in that disasters, that country or that city in the last days. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to warn other people, and I believe that you will come and take us home before these things happen. So give us grace to tell others. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.